Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
Welcome back.
I think it's time to come together, you and I.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, August 21st, 2023, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as I usually say, it is a wild and dystopic ride. The fires are particularly wild and dystopic. There have been efforts in recent years to change the way that fires are fought, and that has been met with concern. I've seen with my own eyes as folks who live in small rural communities, you know, outlying places in Montana, for example, when they hear that people from California are coming up and, no, we fight fires different now. What we do is we just kind of let it burn for a little bit, and then we, wait a minute, you do what? Why would you do that? And ironically, during the first hour of today's broadcast, we listened to Dane Wigington's video that he posted last year. Compliments of Larry. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. And the post on Dane Wigington's site, geoengineeringwatch.org, is titled "Wildfires as a Weapon, U.S. Military Exposed." It was published August 11, 2022. It contains the YouTube video that we listen to during the first hour of today's broadcast of same title, "Wildfire as a Weapon, U.S. Military Exposed," also published on YouTube August 11, 2022. And what I just described that we have heard in recent years is the way, is the new way we fight forest fires, was outlined in the excerpts, among the excerpts that Dane Wigington read in the declassified military document published in 1970 titled "Forest Fire as a Military Weapon." So that's a strange coincidence. And then, of course, there are all of the other coincidences that are included in the excerpts that he read. I want to move on from this, but, you know, so many strange things have been happening. And, you know, when it comes to the fires, especially the Maui fires, you know, it's really strange how that all shaped up. A lot of people who are very pedestrian in nature, not conspiratorially minded or what have you, were commenting and saying, is it me or is the mainstream news surprisingly silent about what's going on in Maui? And a lot of people were noticing strange things over there. The sirens obviously was an issue. And I understand that those were not really for fires, obviously. They are for, what was it? I want to say monsoons. I think it was hurricanes or tsunamis, something like that. Some water-related thing, not fire. And so what's his name? You know, and that's another story. The gentleman who – the emergency official who was on Oahu, I think, the day the fire started. And what's his name? Herman Andaya, that's who it was. So he wasn't there. He was at a conference. And then he comes back and says, you know, the sirens are for a water-related thing. And so we were concerned that if we sounded the sirens, that, you know, that would people drive people up into the mountains, which kind of makes sense. But, you know, hopefully you'd have enough sense. I mean, Maui's not that big. Maybe you'd see that, you know, there were fires up that direction. Who knows? But it's a plausibly deniable, you know, explanation. But in any case, I think Herman Andaya was a sacrificial lamb. So he obviously has come under scrutiny. And, you know, ends up resigning, citing health reasons. And I wonder if the health reasons include, look, you're gonna resign, and you're not gonna say anything about what you know if you and your family want to, you know, live long and prosper. Maybe that would be the health reasons. I don't know. It was strange, though. And so what happened in Maui is very peculiar. But let me just finish my thoughts, and I'll give you, you know, Exhibit A, an example. And you can, you know, we can go provide our DNA, right? People have to be identified. We need, why don't you come down and provide your DNA? What a weird, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I think that's very bizarre. People burned beyond recognition. We need people everywhere to provide DNA so that we can identify people, their remains. Very, very strange. And, you know, so the interview that I mentioned, we'll play a clip of Senator Mazie Hirono. It's always these opportunities of crisis. You know, we just had a thing, and gosh, we knew, how come they weren't prepared? Oh, we knew we weren't prepared. And so now we got to do something. We knew we weren't prepared. And this is what happens. It's like a mob style, you know, what this is in simple terms, in my opinion, what's going on in Maui. People are talking about how there's this big push to turn, you know, to kick 165,000 people off of Maui, to banish them like the lepers. Wasn't it Molokai? The lepers were banished too. Same kind of thing. Why? Not because they're lepers, but hey, we need this land. You guys are disgusting. We don't like you. We want this land for ourselves, you know. My understanding is Oprah just bought another 870 acres, and so there's talk that it's going to cost, what, $1.5 billion to rebuild Lahaina? And Oprah says, hold on, I think I got that in the couch cushions. Let me check. Hold on. I'll be right back. So I think her holding is somewhere around 2,000 acres on an island that is not very big. That's my understanding. Anyway, what this looks like to me is you know, there's all this talk in recent years about making smart cities and 15-minute cities. Maybe Maui can, you know, lead the way. And in the interview, Jake Tapper interviewing Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono, they mentioned the 2021 Maui report on wildfire prevention efforts that found that the county fire department had no actual plan for preventing fires. I wonder why. It's not an arid place. It's very humid. Anyone who's been to Hawaii knows when you get off the plane, you know, when the cabin is depressurized and the door opens, immediately you're hit with the humidity. And so, you know, everywhere you go, there's nothing that's particularly arid or there is no tinderbox there. So how does this happen? Wildfire prevention. Most devastating fire on Maui in over 100 years. Yeah. Every year is a record fire season. So there was a 2021 Maui report. And if you guys aren't going to respond to that, you know, it's the old Chicago style shakedown. Guy walks in, you know, you got a nice place here and I'd hate to see something bad happen. What do you mean? Nothing bad ever. Oopsie, clumsy me. Or maybe that guy leaves and sends in, you know, a few thugs, bulls in a china shop to knock things over. The guy comes back in, you know, hate to see that or something worse happen in the future. It's that kind of thing. If this won't convince you, then maybe this will. If that won't convince you, then maybe this will. And so on and so on. That's kind of what it looks like to me. All of this is a mob style shakedown, basically. And you will capitulate and you will comply eventually. That's my conjecture on the matter. Before we play the clip in question, a couple other things. Why would a secret cabal do such an insane thing as to engineer the fires? Again, this is in reference particularly to Dane Wigington's Wildfires as a Weapon, U.S. Military Exposed post and video. A couple other points. Why would a secretive cabal do such an insane thing? In combination with the desiccation efforts, and again, I mentioned in the first hour, remember also, in addition to what Dane Wigington mentioned in the video, that Roundup has been used in massive quantities all over America in, you know, farming application in particular. It's a government mandated thing, in fact, in massive quantities for the last 30 years as a crop desiccant. You know, sprayed, oversprayed. And, you know, we've talked about that and the health implications on that. It's not good for your health. But, you know, overspraying Roundup as a crop desiccant to dry things out so that you get a uniform yield every year, never mind the fact that eventually it destroys the soil. Oh, well. And what happens when it gets into the water? And like I said, in the first hour, is that why, if that stuff leaks into the adjacent tributaries, that trees, for example, along those tributaries are dying? I've been sort of watching that, and in some of the smaller farms and stuff, where you can see there's a farm and then downstream from the adjacent tributary, adjacent to the stream and the farmland, at the downstream end of the tributary, trees are dead. Why is that? Tops broken off. Similar to what Dane Wigington described in the excerpt that he read from the declassified military document from 1970 titled Forest Fire as a Military Weapon. What an interesting coincidence. So a couple last things. Why would a secret cabal do such an insane thing? In combination with the desiccation efforts, the fires ultimately destroy the area in question. You heard Dane Wigington talk about scorched earth, resulting in a literal scorched earth for an indefinite period, because, you know, you have, again, you have the desiccation, you have the destruction of the soil. Nothing's going to grow there, certainly not the way that it used to. You're preventing regrowth. Do you remember, have you seen the documentaries about what happened in the Dust Bowl, how it was actually engineered? You know, cutting down all the trees and making farmland through the Midwest engineered the Dust Bowl. Is this doing similar things ultimately? So the desiccation efforts combined with the fires ultimately results in a literal scorched earth for an indefinite period, which we can imagine will ultimately result in more waves of coercive engineered migration, driving people into, you know, concentration camps in the city, essentially. But since that will occur over a period of years or even decades, people won't see it as such. And lastly, the coercive engineered migration will coincide with the rewilding initiative, speaking of years or decades, to return the entire North American continent to a pre-Lewis and Clark status. Remember what Maurice Strong said? Ultimately accomplishing the herding of whomever survives all this insanity, the combined efforts to kill off millions of people into the 15-minute cities in the coastal areas. The safe and secure open-air prisons. You know where you're most safe and secure? Prison. We need to be safe and secure. Well, you're safe and secure in San Quentin. These areas envisaged by the Maurice Strong types. Remember Maurice Strong announced, you know, at places like the 1992 Rio Earth Summit, we have to rewild the North American continent, that kind of stuff. It seems like a plan. If I didn't know better, I would say it's a plan. If you won't, you know what, if this won't convince you, maybe this will. How about this? How about that? How about this? How about that? Insane. And speaking of Roundup, you know, we've talked on this broadcast many times about the old bit of irony that in the Roundup cafeteria, they don't serve their own stuff. Why is that? Why don't they eat their own dog food? I don't eat dog food, but, you know, dog fooding is apparently a fun thing. So that's enough about that. And I want to give you that last bit that I thought was really strange. In the interview, Jake Tapper interviewing Senator Mazie Hirono, and and what about Joe Biden's no comment? What about that? Very strange. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Yeah. So maybe we'll just do this about from 8 minutes. Yeah, we got about that much time left. So, whoops. All right. So let me grab this real fast. If I can hurry up and do this, you'll get the point. Why does she say this? It sounds like a commercial. They do the whole thing, and I swear this is what this was all about. The her appearance on CNN. About this bit at the end. This little commercial. Yeah, we're running out of time. Yeah. We'll play it on the other side of the break. That's what we'll do. We could play a lot more of it, but yeah, it's a little commercial. Everybody, places, everyone. It's all very interesting. Herman Andaya, Mayor Richard Bisson, who's another weird guy, made the announcement of Andaya's resignation, citing health reasons. It's all too weird. Maybe it's just me. You know, maybe it's Bader Meinhof getting the best of me. Maybe it's frequency illusion. I don't think so, though. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Strange stuff in Hawaii. Biden's no comment. How long did it actually take them to respond? About a week, wasn't it? For Biden to actually respond? I don't know. When you're old and senile, I guess it takes a while. State officials denied water to fight the fires. Maui police chief ordered cops to block cars from fleeing fire, alleged eyewitness. The Babylon Bee had their little deal that was published yesterday. Biden awards Hawaii official Medal of Honor for saving water during fire. And what was the other one that I saw? Californians prepare for hurricane by nailing plywood boards onto their tent flaps. It would be humorous if it wasn't so tragic and sad. Anyway, I want to give you the excerpt that I was talking about. The commercial, I think this is it. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono on Jake Tapper last week, August 13th. And the little, you know, climate shenanigans commercial at the end of her 10-minute appearance. Can we play that, please?
Jake, where you can't even use the words climate change because they still have a hit-in-the-sand attitude. But, for example, the Inflation Reduction Act provided some $300 billion to combat climate change and to move us away from continuing reliance on fossil fuels. Yes, there is more that needs to be done, and there will be lessons learned from this ongoing tragedy for the other counties as well as the county of Maui. Clearly, wildfires is an occurrence in Hawaii. People don't realize that that acres are burned in Hawaii as in so many other states. And in terms of the percentage of acreage burned, Hawaii is on a par with other states. There is not enough recognition that we are going to need to combat these kinds of wildfires. We have situations where the tremendously high winds that were attendant to Hurricane Dora just resulted in these flames just leaping and spreading in I can't even tell you how fast the flame spread. So we need to be assessing our ability to contend with these kinds of natural occurring disasters, which we are seeing more of, and the frequency and the damage that is done. Clearly, this is happening all across the world.
Yeah. Senator Mazie Hirono, we thank you for your time and our thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Go out to the people of Hawaii this morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And for those of you at home looking for...
Yeah, that's, you know, little commercial there at the end. We didn't get all of it. You know, Jake Tapper sets the stage and she's basically, that's her moment. But she got most of the commercial. By the way, Senator Hirono, they're not fossil fuels. Look up Fletcher Prouty's talk on that. You can find it on YouTube and other places. They're not fossil fuels. That's a stubbornly persistent myth that was engineered decades and decades ago. So just a little fun fact. But, you know, we have to fight for our... we have to fight for our nugget of the $300 billion to combat climate change. And what does that mean? You know, all of that seems to find its way into funny places usually. So anyway, I want to maybe give you a little bit of the interview that I mentioned as a kind of an extension of this. Before we do that, when we come back, we're headed to a break in a second. Yeah, we're headed into a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones real quick because we need to do that. Do we still have Chris? It's been a while. We'll do that when we come back. So stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free.
Welcome back.
You know how I feel.
All right, so we unpacked the fires a little bit, and again, the fires are everywhere. If you go to NCWeb, inciweb.wildfire.gov, now that's the official United States government website for these kinds of incidents. You will see all over the western United States is on fire. And so there's more to say about that, but we're going to the phones. To the phones, Chris in Virginia, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Great show,
man.
Good morning. If you had the opportunity to walk around Lahaina the day after the fires. That would be a good opportunity, right? You can really see everything on the ground, see really with your own eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy on BitChute. If I can send you the link. Is your email in your show page description?
Should be. It's, what is it, RWR host at therwr.com?
At Tango Hotel Echo?
Correct.
RWR.com?
Yes.
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Guy rides around on a mountain bike, gives and contributed over an hour of footage. I mean, he covered every nook and cranny of Lahaina. What you come away with is there is absolutely no way this was a natural fire. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Basically, he goes by a Walgreens that's untouched. All the landscaping around the Walgreens is untouched.
There are a few people who've commented on that. There are a lot of big box places untouched, and then other places, you know, adjacent to that, basically, that are, you know, scorched earth, reduced to powder.
They literally look like ashtrays.
Yeah. So, you know, there was something that happened on September 11, 2001 that sort of reminds me of all of this, too. But that's, you know, maybe a conversation for a different day.
Conspiracy theorist. But, yeah, so I'll give you my bottom line and let you go so you can continue with your great show. My gut says they're intentionally – oh, that these are directed energy weapons, and they're using the firefighters, so-called wildfires, as cover to use these directed energy weapons. I don't necessarily think they're laser. Some people say microwave, but, like, it's hard to microwave stuff till it combusts, but who knows. But these buildings, either they're ashtrays or – they look like they were blown up, like something.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't blow up all the way, but they look swelled out and scorched. If the structure still remains, but anyway, you can go look. I'll send you the link and you can go check that out for yourself. But
I appreciate it.
I really think that's what this is, and I think this is because no one's really doing anything. I think they think this is their time. I think they're going to go quick with this. So
yeah,
that's all I had for you, Chris.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
much appreciated.
Yep. Sir.
As always, there was one video that I saw. I didn't watch, but I saw. Where is that? Can I find that? Let me see it real fast, and we'll go back to the phones. Maui's emergency management director was at Oahu conference as wildfires raged. Sacrificial lamb. Let me see if I can find this. No, that's wrong. Multitasking. Bad for radio. Oh, I know it. Okay, so. Huh, where is that? Sure. No, that's why I'm not seeing it. Wrong list. Is this the list? Yeah. Okay. No? Where is that video? There was a deflection video. Where is that? I don't remember the title, but it was something like what this woman did to spare her house. And so I'm not going to look for it. I thought I knew where it was. But I thought that was interesting. What she did that spared her house. And so, you know, deflection, plausible deniability. Oh, we all should have done that. That's why. No, I don't think so. Anyway, lots of phone calls. Back to the phones. Patrick in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Good to hear you.
Good morning.
You
too.
You know, Tesla tried his hand at free energy. He failed. He didn't understand totally the mechanism. You have to be at a certain node, just like either the ley lines, they're hot points. And it's like if you put a tetrahedron, a three-sided pyramid, in any round sphere, the base will always strike at 19.5, either north or south of the equator, depending on how you put it in there. But that's a hot point. And guess what? All of the, we call it a ring of fire, all the, it was at Maui or they turned goat volcano in Hawaii is always erupting, and Kilauea or something like that. And then all of the pyramids are also on 19.5 of the equator. In physics, you have what they call Y bias. And that is the interaction between the angle of the interaction is as important as the magnitude and the duration. And there's like a Tesla or a Toyota is using one of these motors that change the angle of the magnetic field, and these permanent magnets in there, in their air conditioning and heating system, and they only use one-tenth the amount of power. It's the angle, that's doing it. It's all new technology, but they're withholding all of this from us. All the schools, they don't even talk about longer Tesla waves or none of that. They keep them very, very on the wrong trail with the Einstein, but in a crackpot. Old school, ancient technology, not up to speed, and he still thinks that light is the upper limit. But the thing about it is all of these artifacts. If you look at the video on YouTube called The Code, and you could call it The Matrix, not the same Matrix as that movie, but it's all of these artifacts are all connected by mathematics. And it's mind-boggling, and it's one of the main things they pump out is things like what do you call deep water aquifers, or what do you call primary water, whatever it's called. And there's one off of Florida called Mud Hole Springs. They've done a big, big effort to mark that spot, and that's 40 feet below it, and it's blowing this deep water from the center of the earth. Just like oil is always being remanufactured, so is water. And they held that in just high regard, as they've done a tremendous amount of effort to mark out that location through all of these artifacts all over the earth. There's a long bunch of stuff I'm not going to get into that, because I don't want to bore y'all guys with too much of that, trying to prove that all out and everything. But there's some brilliant minds that built this, all these artifacts, and they all talk to each other. They call it geomathematics, Stonehenge, Giza, Teotihuacan in Mexico. They all talk to each other in mathematics. And the thing is also discovered that in all the other artifacts, all the Terracotta Warriors and everything, they use these mathematics, like 19.5, 144.
Very esoteric, I would say, and slightly off topic. We got other calls we got to get to.
I wouldn't think that. I think it is. Well, it is.
It's very relevant. Yeah, I appreciate it. I respect.
All right, I won't waste my time anymore. Thank you.
No, not a waste of time. I appreciate it, Patrick. In the interest of time, back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Mainly in the alternative media, I haven't heard talked about it, but it's barely gotten mentioned as of, I think, Wednesday. There were 44,000 people that left the island as of Wednesday. And that doesn't count all the people living on the beach and their cars and all the packed motel rooms. They've got everybody canceling their vacations. Yeah. So there were a lot of people that were gotten out or had the good sense to get out when they realized the conditions were dry since way back in July. You can go look at the airport, and every day by 10 a.m., the humidity had dropped to like 51%, and there was 25-mile-an-hour winds. Mm-hmm. Everything yeah. along that slope on the westward side of the island had been being sucked dry for a long time. Then you had the perfect storm of the high pressure off to the north and a hurricane to the south that created, like, the roller ringer washers, it was about what it was. So you had,
right, so
the, and
again,
that video if, that the caller just mentioned, I posted it on the RBN Facebook page, like, I don't know, days ago, and I got told by some administrator that it was going to cause the group to be shadow banned, and then their webpage goes down. So is RBN free speech or not?
It is. There, you know, the website thing was, I would say, unrelated. Anyway, you know, if people go back,
it's an odd coincidence.
It is an odd coincidence. If people go back and listen to the video that we played in the first hour and finished in the second hour, Dan Wigington's video, Wildfires as a Weapon, U.S. Military Exposed, and listen to the excerpts that he read from the 1970 declassified military document titled Forest Fire as a Military Weapon, you will hear the scenario that you just described, Mike.
Are you familiar with the people that say whistleblowers like Ed Snowden are a limited hangout, like they're controlled opposition, that sort of thing? Well, I had a video in 2010, I think it was. I finally posted it on YouTube in 2011, and it almost immediately got suppressed. I uploaded it on Facebook twice because Facebook kept changing the URL. I would share the video out, and the link would go dead because it changed the dang where the video was at in my profile. And so did an experiment with search engines, and sure enough, it was being suppressed by the search engines. And I had a unique title called Say Boo to Contrails. I didn't even call it chemtrails. And so it was basically, I noticed again for I don't know how many times over a decade, I noticed when there was a weather front coming in, the jet trails in here in Kentucky would just completely blanket the sky by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Perfect blue sky, and then by the evening, everything is just hanging in the sky and dropping out. You could see the stuff dropping out of it. So, you know, it became evident early on for me that this stuff was being suppressed. And so I aired on our local cable TV station to say, what in the world are they spraying with Michael Murphy? What was his name? Ended up on going off the rails with a drug addiction and finally died. And I don't know what happened between him and Dane Wigington, but I have a real bad intuition about the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but Mur doesn't have a lot of ammunition in that department. She has the same thing. He did a video with and it was fairly slick produced, but had his watermark all over it with Kevin Shipp. And Kevin Shipp is begging people, get the word out. You know, his family's in jeopardy. He doesn't want to be, you know, disappeared or whatever. And it's a compelling story if you ever get a chance to interview Kevin Shipp. I don't know what's happened to him. But, he's whatever, the CIA's made their peace with him or something. He's kind of... He was showing up at things like Red Pill Politics for a while, but maybe he decided to just go off the grid. I don't know.
Opposition all over the place.
Point being is that Dane Wigington posted a video, and it was being shared around all over Facebook, and I'd just learned how to right-click on there and download or get the URL and download the video with a 4K downloader. And I bet I hadn't even had 100 views on it. I posted it on my Facebook page, and he demanded that I delete all my copies and take the post down, and it directly attributed his web page, not only because of the watermark, because of the way I posted it. And I didn't go all the way to his YouTube channel to see all the stuff he'd written about, you know, you shall not download or copy this, da-da-da, you know. And so it just kind of bothered me about the guy that he would come after me, a small town. And here I am promoting him, you know. I'm promoting his climate change.org. I can't remember the name of it.
Geoengineeringwatch.org.
Yeah, geoengineeringwatch.org. Yeah, I was promoting it. Even though I only reached a maximum of maybe 10 or 12,000 cable subscribers, I thought it was a little bit odd that he would pick on me. And how did he find me in the noise?
Yeah.
Unless some operative of the intelligence community alerted him to it. You know,
interesting questions. Be interesting to ask him himself. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't get through the last time he was on, but I understand the idea that you need to protect your copyright, but, you know, that there was that Hollywood saying called any PR is good PR, and I was promoting the guy.
Yeah.
So, I'm not arguing with what he has to say about the fire accelerants. I mean, metal burns and accelerates fire, so... you know, it just makes this the whole riddle of it. I really do think that those fires in Lahaina, people need to be more careful about what they point out when they're trying to point to directed energy evidence, because the streets were all east-west streets, and the winds were coming straight out of the east. And so a lot of the streets acted like fire breaks. You can find pictures of forest, just nothing but trees, and a patch of it won't burn. You know, you're like, well, why did this happen? You know, it does look, you know, a little bit suspicious, but tires burn at 750 degrees. Aluminum wheels melt at 650 degrees. So, big surprise, the aluminum rims melt. You can find all kinds of pictures in Lahaina, even before the fires, of cars that are some reason abandoned and set on fire in Maui. And the aluminum rims melt. The steel rims don't melt.
Yeah.
So when you point to that,
we got other calls
you're
going to get to. I appreciate it. I apologize for cutting you off. But we got to get to other calls. We probably should unpack this over a period of days. Back to the phones. Teddy in Hawaii, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Yeah,
morning.
I'm in Hawaii, Honolulu. I live in Oahu. I've been out here about 45 years. And I was an airline pilot flying inter-island many years here. I've been to Maui hundreds of times. And I'm listening with interest to your program. I was just visiting Maui on Saturday. So I personally went there to get the feel. I'm a Christian minister also, now that I'm retired. I wanted to get the spirit of the place, and it was something of quite an education to be there. And I don't know if you have questions you'd like to ask me, but if you have specific, I did not go to Lahaina because I was told you're not going to get anywhere close to Lahaina, and it's over 20 miles to drive down there. I didn't want to waste my time, but I went over to search for a friend of mine who is a houseless man. They call themselves houseless, not homeless, but he was in Paia, the community just north on the north shore near Kahului, the airport. And we found him. Thank God he was safe. We had lost him for 10 days, but he is safe there in Paia. But I was driven by one of his friends who was also houseless. He was there in Lahaina during the fire in a shelter. And he drove my car, drove me around. I interviewed him, and he told me exactly what happened, what he saw. But the fire started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It seemed like it was a power pole electrical fire. The fire department put it out, and then they left. Well, somehow fire started again about 2:30, 3 o'clock. I guess the fire department came back, but now there was no water in the hydrant system, strangely enough, and no siren warning. And the wind was honking out 80 miles an hour, as the man said, you know, coming out of the east. And it just fanned that flame to a blowtorch. It was basically a blowtorch, people described it, and moved so fast. And my friend had to flee for his life, barely got out of there alive. He said the wind was more like 100 miles an hour. It was more than 80. But I want to talk about the children just real quick. The children were in school. They were turned out of the school, which was the most safe place they could be, turned out in the middle of the day, told to go home because of the high winds. Well, so now many children went to an empty house in Lahaina because the parents have to work like dogs day and night, 2-3 jobs each one, just to pay the prices there. So children were alone in the homes, and there was no warning. The fire came through there like a fireball. Many died. Many died. And this is the crime against humanity. I just can't keep quiet. And, you know, this is a sin. This was a Holocaust. You know what a Holocaust, that's a burnt offering. Well, this is to the wrong God, but these people are evil. These were intentionally set. They're covering up the evidence over there, just like 9/11. I was there at 9/11, right before it happened, right after it happened. I walked the grounds of 9/11. I saw the ash, the shock on people's face. Same thing there in Maui, same thing in Lahaina. But now, insult to injury, in Lahaina, they can't drink the water. Now, the whole island, the water is contaminated, poisoned with virus, somehow got in the pipes. They can't even shower. And on worse thing, FEMA is blocking access to all the good people, the charities, the churches, the local people. You have to bring FEMA-approved thing, FEMA-blessed products, only what they buy. There's containers full of wonderful products needed rotting away in the parking lots of the hotels because FEMA won't allow it, and the Red Cross won't allow it. They are blocking everything. And like you said, it's a mafia Don play, burning out the people and make them play ball. And let me just say one more thing about water, the lack of water. There's a water war going on over there. And the man that was speaking earlier is right. The wind honks down through that valley in the afternoon, and it blows on those mountains. It's tender dry now. It's dry, brown, dry as a bone everywhere down there, except the golf courses and the luxury hotels. But let me just make something, a comment that just occurred to me. Front Street burned. Cars burned and melted. The glass melted out of the cars. But the fire department said there was no water. Well, just a minute. Let me ask you, Front Street means front what? Front to the ocean, Pacific Ocean? Is there some reason the fire department can't use the ocean water in an emergency? They got pumper trucks. It was right there. They could have really fought that fire. They didn't. They didn't want to. And it's not the plan. Josh Green, the governor, he is a criminal. He did the cootie shots, the COVID, killed thousands of people in Hawaii, destroyed our economy. He was lieutenant governor. He's now been installed to be oversee this debacle. And the Three Stooges, I call them, you know, the people on Maui, the emergency guy that they fired, and the chief of police, and the other guy from Las Vegas, mayor, they're most incompetent, severely incompetent. It's a criminal cartel going on down there. And I'm sorry, but this is what's happening.
I appreciate
hotel
it, Teddy. Thank you.
Night down there.
Much appreciated. All the best to you. Lynn, sorry we missed you. We are out of time, folks. I hope it was informative, perhaps even edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.